Tonight we're doing a review, a post-Newport Jazz Festival review. My name's Ken, sitting in for Chris Sampson on Gravity and Chaos. As I said, I had the pleasure of attending this year's Newport Jazz Festival, so I want to share with you some of the great music I heard. We're going to start out with Billy Childs from an album, a Grammy Award-winning album called Map to the Treasure, Reimagining Laura Nyro. And we're going to hear Map to the Treasure.
Treasure!
Bit of an abrupt ending there, but that was Billy Childs along with the singer Lisa Fisher. And we saw both of those great artists at the Newport Jazz Festival on Sunday, and it was just a beautiful concert. Billy Childs and his jazz chamber ensemble. And Billy Childs, besides being a great pianist, is known for his arranging as well. And there he arranged the Laura Nyro classic, Map to the Treasure, from the album entitled Map to the Treasure, Reimagining Laura Nyro, Billy Childs. And Lisa Fisher, a tremendous singer who also appeared the day before on Saturday. And I had not been aware of what a great talent this Lisa Fisher was, a great vocalist, featured in a documentary entitled, I believe it was called 20 Feet from Stardom, as she is a backup singer for a lot of great bands, a lot of great hard rock and roll bands. She backs up the Rolling Stones and has toured with them many, many times, does solos with Mick Jagger and so forth. And that must be a real contrasting of styles between Mick Jagger and Lisa Fisher. Who has a tremendous range. She also does backups for a lot of R&B singers as well. Someone, as I said, who has a great voice and really showcased it here at the Newport Jazz Festival. I didn't see them perform together, as we just heard, but they performed on separate stages, on separate days, and quite a great singer is Lisa Fisher, and a great arranger is Billy Childs. You are listening to Gravity and Chaos. My name's Ken, filling in for Chris Sampson tonight. And he graciously gave me his time slot so I can do this review, this post-Newport Jazz Festival review. And we're going to continue on with another vocal. I don't play many vocalists, but I'm going to play two in a row here. We're going to hear from Jose James, who did a album featuring the music of Billie Holiday. The album's called Yesterday I Had the Blues. And we're going to hear his rendition of Fine and Mellow.
So mean. treat me awful mean. She's the lowest girl that I've ever seen. Love will make you drink and gamble, make you stay out all night long. Love will make you drink and gamble, make you stay out all night long. Love will make you do things, babe, that you know is wrong. Stay home every day. Lord, just treat me right, baby, and I'll stay home night and day. But you're so mean, you're so mean to me, baby. I know you're gonna drive me away. Love, oh, yeah. Love is just like a faucet. It turns off and on. Love is just like a faucet. It turns off and on. Sometimes when you think it's on, baby, it has turned off and gone.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Beautiful. That's one by Tom Harrell, the great trumpeter and flugelhornist. I'm sure he was playing the flugelhorn on that one, that nice mellow tone. From his album number 5, we heard his composition, Journey to the Stars. And Tom Harrell played on the Harbor Stage, the smallest of the 3 regular stages at Newport Jazz Festival. If you've never been, there's 3 main stages. The fourth stage is the largest one, and the quad stage is a fairly large stage that seats quite a few people in the middle of Fort Adams State Park. And then there's the harbor stage, which is closest to the water, and a much smaller stage with a much smaller setting for people to sit. And strangely enough, Tom Harrell, the great Tom Harrell, and the great Kenny Garrett were both sort of relegated to that small stage. But it made for a very nice, intimate setting for a very close-knit performance with the audience. And Tom Harrell did just that. And before that, we heard from Kenny Garrett from his album Seeds from the Underground. And we heard his composition, J-Mac, and I'm quite certain that is for Jackie McLean, who is such an important figure in jazz music and also in the Hartford, Connecticut area. So Kenny Garrett wrote that piece in honor of J-Mac, Jackie McLean. And Kenny Garrett put on a heck of a show. Man, he had the audience going like crazy. He really knows how to work an audience. And he did a little audience participation thing and just kept going and going and hyping the audience up more and more into a real crazy fever. And a lot of energy was spent not only by the great Kenny Garrett, but the audience as well. And he opened up his set with J-Mac, an intense composition. And as Kenny Garrett always does, he starts out with a incredible intensity and then jacks it up from there. So it's always great seeing Kenny Garrett, especially at the Newport Jazz Festival. All right, time now, 7:31. You're listening to Gravity and Chaos here on WHUS, UConn's Sound Alternative. And I'm filling in for Chris Sampson, who's usually in this seat at this time, but I'm very happy that he gave me the opportunity to do a Newport Jazz Festival review. The first act that we saw on Friday when we got to the Newport Jazz Festival was the Jonathan Blake Quartet. And it's a great quartet, piano-less quartet, which are always interesting. And they had 2 of the finest saxophone players in the business playing along with Jonathan Blake on the drums. And that is Chris Potter and Mark Turner on saxophone. And that quartet is rounded out by bass player Hans Glawischnig. We're going to hear a song from his latest album, which is called Gone But Not Forgotten, and features the compositions of many of the great jazz musicians who have recently passed away. And this one is Firm Roots, which Jonathan Blake Quartet played at the festival, and it's a Cedar Walton composition, Firm Roots. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. The great James Carter. Man, you heard some really great sax players in those last two tracks on this set. James Carter was the last one you heard. A very large, muscular sound as he played on the stage at Newport Jazz Festival. But you heard a track called Many Blessings, which is the bonus track on the album Present Tense. But at the Newport Jazz Festival, James Carter was playing the music of Don Byas and channeling his sound through Don Byas's actual horn, which he told the story about how he came across that horn somewhere in the Netherlands. So it was really great to hear James Carter play his straight-ahead, strong set, and very soulful is James Carter's playing as well. And before that was the Jonathan Blake Quartet from the album Gone But Not Forgotten, and we heard Firm Roots, and that features the saxophones of Chris Potter and Mark Turner. All right, we're coming down the home stretch here on Gravity and Chaos. I'm filling in for Chris Sampson tonight, and we're doing a review of the Newport Jazz Festival. And one of the most moving performances, it was on the Fort stage, the largest of the three main stages, was Maria Schneider's Jazz Orchestra, a large ensemble with really beautiful, lush arrangements by Maria Schneider. And we're going to hear a track that she wrote for the Newport Jazz Festival and for George Wein in particular. George Wein is a producer of the Newport Jazz Festival, as he has been doing since 1954, I believe. So we're going to hear her composition and arrangement entitled Home. Thank you. All right. We're going to finish out tonight's show, our Newport Jazz Review from the Newport Jazz Festival, with Christian McBride, who also appeared there from his album Out Here with his trio. Name of his track is Ham Hocks and Cabbage. Keep it tuned right here to WHUS. Coming up next, Washboard Pat and the Transfer Station. He's going to bring you some blues tonight. Good night, folks.